and welcome back to the Normalize You podcast. I'm your host, Gabby, and today we are going to be getting into what the pursuit of thinness really truly means. Is it just, I want to be skinny, or is it much deeper than that? And I think this is such an important topic to discuss because I think many times, whether somebody is experiencing disordered eating, an eating disorder, or is engaging in chronic dieting, the message that a lot of people perceive is, oh, that person just wants to be skinny. They just want to be thin. That's all they're trying to do. Weight loss, that's their main pursuit. When in reality, it goes so much deeper than that, right? Especially with eating disorders and disordered eating. I always thought, well, I'm engaging in all this chronic dieting because I just want to be thin. I just want to be skinny. I know that when I'm thin, I'll be beautiful and I'll be lovable and people will find me attractive. But through my own recovery journey and through a lot of psychoeducation, I've come to learn that it's much deeper than that. It's not just, I want to be skinny. I want you to take the time and I want you to reflect and think about the first time you ever had an experience or were told that the way you looked wasn't enough or the way that you looked wasn't quote unquote ideal. I want you to think back on that time because we weren't born with this innate ability to think of ourselves as not good enough or to dislike our bodies. We weren't born that way. We weren't born believing that our bodies weren't good enough or that we weren't beautiful just the way we were. That was taught to us. We were taught how to hate our bodies. We were taught how to restrict our food and pursue the thin ideal. That's something that doesn't come naturally to people. That is something that is learned through modeling and social media and advertisements and just diet culture in general and the societal pressures of wanting to look like the quote unquote ideal body type. For me personally, I think back on the very first time I ever encountered an experience where I thought to myself, there's a problem because my body isn't good enough. Somebody is telling me that I need to change my body. And that's when I first realized that I wasn't good enough just the way that I was, or so I was thought to believe this, right? And it was when I was 8 years old and I went to my pediatrician. I've talked a little bit about this story in the very first episode, and I was told that I need to go on a diet. That was the first time anybody had told me that, hey, your body isn't okay the way that it is. It needs to change. You need to lose weight. And that is when that first message was really ingrained in my brain of, okay, the way that I exist right now in this body isn't enough, isn't quote unquote healthy, isn't quote unquote good for me. So I need to change to fit in. I need to lose weight. And the reason I ask you to reflect on a time where you were told that your body wasn't good the way that it was because that is the first time you were taught that you weren't good enough the way that you were, right? That message was given to you and it stayed with you. If it's something that you can reflect on and think about to this day, it is something that has stayed with you. Those messages have been implanted throughout my life. You know, like I said, it first happened when I was 8 years old. My pediatrician told me I need to lose weight. Then when I was in the early years of middle school, I was teased and bullied for my size, and I was called roly-poly. And sadly enough, I had to look up what roly-poly was because I didn't even know what it meant. And from what I know now, it's like this chubby-looking caterpillar thing. It doesn't even matter. But the point being, that message again was reinforced. You're unattractive. The size of your body is not ideal. It's not something that people think is beautiful. You are going to be shamed. You are going to be bullied if you don't change your body. And soon after middle school is when I started going on crazy diets. And that dieting journey went on for a long time because I believed that if I didn't change the way that I looked, that nobody would love me. Nobody would accept me. That I wouldn't be deemed beautiful. That message was ingrained. That message was learned. I wasn't born being told that. I had experiences throughout my life that reinforced that message. You need to be skinny or you need to be thin to be beautiful, which is the whole narrative of diet culture. And so I talk about this because it goes so much deeper than wanting to pursue thinness. When I went through my own recovery with an eating disorder, I came to learn that it was so much deeper than wanting to be thin. I had these experiences that told me my body wasn't good enough, but then that only created a domino effect for how I reacted to a lot of personal experiences I had in my life with trauma, with family, with friends, and that only heightened my desire to want to be thin and my lack of self-worth and my lack of self-love. I later found through a lot of therapy and a lot of processing that there was a lot of unresolved trauma that I never fully processed. And until I was able to fully process that trauma, come to terms with it, and really break it down, my eating disorder would persist. Because those experiences that I had that I did not process fully hurt me. They emotionally and psychologically scarred me in a way. And they made me equate my worth. Those experiences made me think of myself as less than, of unworthy, as unlovable. So for example, one of those experiences was my parents' divorce. When I was about 10 years old, I believe, my parents got divorced. And it was not a very pretty divorce, unfortunately. It was not very amicable. And it was a lot for me. I was 10 years old. I had a very young brother. I believe at the time he was about 2 to 3 years old. And I took on a lot of the responsibility. I had to buckle up, mature quickly, and kind of just put up with what was happening right in front of me. And it was that I was being pulled back and forth between two houses. It was a divorce that included a lot of fighting, a lot of he said, she said, a lot of me being put in the middle, and me being protective of my brother, of me taking on a lot of responsibilities that I really didn't have to take on as a 10-year-old. And there was a lot of resentment there for what ensued with that divorce and what it made me believe. And the experience overall was just a very negative one. And I don't think I fully had ever processed it until I went to recovery and fully healed my relationship with my body, my mind, my spirit, and just all the trauma that I had not processed. And going through a divorce, your parents getting a divorce, that's something traumatic, you know, for a lot of people, including myself. And there was a lot of feelings of resentment that I had towards both of my parents individually and them as a couple that I never explored, that I never expressed, that I never talked about with anybody. And I soon learned that that was a lot of pent-up resentment and anger that if I didn't let it come to the surface, if I didn't open up and talk about it, it was going to be holding me back from truly healing my relationship with food and my body. And I say this because after I was able to finally process it and really speak to my parents separately and talk to them about, hey, this experience hurt me. This is how this made me feel. This is what you said that really stung, et cetera, et cetera. I was finally able to put that behind me. I was able to heal the wound and I was able to move forward in my life. Other experiences, the bullying in middle school. It happened, but I brushed it off and I was like, oh, I'm a middle schooler. Everybody gets bullied in middle school. It's not that big of a deal. But the reality was that it really hurt me. It really did. Those words that were said to me and how much I was made fun of and how I was called all these different names, that scarred me. It made me feel like men would never think I was beautiful or good enough. And a lot of those comments came from boys. And it instilled this narrative in me of, no boy will ever find you attractive, or no boy will ever want to be with you unless you lose weight because you're chubby and you're roly-poly and no one's going to like you. And it's sad, you know, when I say it out loud, but it's the truth. I genuinely believed it because it was told to me repeatedly that my physical appearance was unattractive and that it was deemed unworthy. And that experience was never processed. I never had a chance to talk to a therapist about it because I didn't think it needed to be discussed. But then, of course, later on throughout my recovery, when I unveiled that in therapy, I got to kind of confront that experience and say, you know what? That really hurt. That hurt my feelings. That hurt my ego. That hurt myself as a whole. It made me feel less than. It made me feel unworthy. It made me feel like nobody would ever find me beautiful. And I had to break down the false narrative that I had in my head and the cognitive distortions that I had formed because of what other people had said about me. You know, those are experiences that I had buried deep in my brain and I had never let come to the surface and I had never fully processed. Other experiences that I can think of were, you know, constantly going on diets and losing weight and then having the consequences of people telling me I looked awesome and looked beautiful, getting more attention from people. And then the minute I rebounded and I had gained weight, nobody gave me attention. That is trauma, in my opinion. That is something I never processed or never dealt with. And that sucks because it made me internalize the fact that, oh, if I'm thin, people will pay more attention to me. And if I'm in a larger body, nobody will think I'm attractive and I won't be interesting anymore. So I began to associate people liking me with what my body looked like rather than my intrinsic value, my personality, and what I had to offer to the world. Those experiences that you have in your life, whether it be being bullied in middle school, elementary school, or going through a divorce with your parents, your parents getting a divorce, or maybe, you know, losing a family member or something, any sort of experience in your life that has had significant impact on you. If you haven't taken the time to fully process that trauma or fully process that experience, it is going to continue to affect you. Because at the end of the day, how we feel about ourselves directly impacts the experiences that we have in our lives, how we respond, the behaviors we decide to partake in, and the feelings that come about, right? Think about it in this scenario. The Gabby now and how she reacts to certain situations in a healed way, in a healed body, someone who believes in her self-worth and who has found self-love and has found healing, reacts to anxiety-provoking situations in a very different manner than the Gabby many, many years ago that was obsessed with pursuing thinness, was not eating adequate enough, was undernourishing herself consistently and was over-exercising and was constantly hangry all the time. That Gabby responded to a lot of anxiety-provoking situations in a much different manner. And I can tell you it was a very toxic way. It was a way that didn't produce any helpful outcomes and made me feel very shameful and guilty and resentful. Versus how I react to a lot of anxiety-provoking situations now is I'm able to take a step back. I'm able to reevaluate the situation. I'm able to figure out what my role is in the situation and how I want to proceed and how I'm going to let it affect me or not affect me. And so I think it's so important to know that, yes, this pursuit of thinness is everywhere and it's part of diet culture. And unfortunately, the narrative is I want to be skinny because if I'm skinny, I'm beautiful and I'm worthy and I'm lovable and all these things, which is a completely false narrative. It's not true. But unfortunately, everybody wants to be skinny because that's what the societal norm is, right? But it's so much more than that. It's not I want to be skinny. It's I want to be worthy. I want to be lovable. I want to be seen. I want to be heard. I want to be validated. That's really what people are seeking. On the surface, it's thinness. But at a deeper level, it's finding worth. It's finding purpose. It's finding meaning. It's finding love. That is what people are seeking. And so that is why I think it's so important, because replacing that, replacing the I want to be skinny with I want to be worthy, that changes everything. Because it's not just about wanting to be thin. It goes much deeper than that. That's something that you need to take the time to reflect on and to appropriately process, right? Because pursuing thinness isn't going to make you feel worthy, isn't going to make you feel loved, and isn't going to make you feel more important or more attractive or more beautiful. It's not going to do those things. It may do those things in the short term, but it is not going to fulfill that long-term need of worthiness and love and satisfaction in your life. Other things will fill those voids, not pursuing thinness. You will find that pursuing thinness and dieting are short-term situations, right? It's like putting a Band-Aid on a wound. That's what it is, right? Because you go on a diet, you lose the weight, you look super thin, whatever it may be, and you're like, oh my gosh, you feel so good about yourself and have, you know, all these incredible experiences in your eyes because you're thin. And then at the end of the day, you're still left with those feelings of unworthiness, those feelings of I'm not good enough, those feelings of I want to be loved, right? And until you're able to truly figure out what it is that is stopping you from being able to accept who you are and see your true value and worth, nothing else will heal. You will not heal. Nothing else will make sense. Nothing else will matter. Because unless you're able to love yourself or just even accept yourself for who you are and understand the true value and worth you have and how incredible you are as a human being, everything else is still going to seem crummy. It's still going to suck. You're still going to feel unhappy with yourself because you are seeking validation from external sources. You need to be able to validate yourself. You need to be able to learn how to self-soothe, how to heal on your own, of course, with the help of a support system, but you can't seek that from external sources, from a significant other, from, you know, pursuing thinness or from other people. It cannot be pursued through external forces. It needs to be internal, right? We need to do the internal healing before we can move forward, before we can really let go of diet culture, because diet culture and seeking thinness and engaging in chronic dieting are going to be your primary coping mechanisms to deal with the trauma that you have unresolved and that you have not processed. And they will always be those coping tools. They will always be your primary coping tools until you are able to fully process the stuff you haven't processed. So I want to invite you to reflect, to face the hard stuff, to process the unresolved feelings and emotions that you have buried deep, things that maybe you've been avoiding or things that have been weighing heavy on your heart. Because once you do that, once you're able to truly process that, you will find healing. You will be able to live a more fulfilling life and you will be more present in your everyday. And remember, what we truly want at our core is just belonging and understanding and to be loved. And things that may be holding you back or maybe impeding you from obtaining that may be that unresolved trauma or unresolved feelings that you haven't confronted. And I always want to end with such an important message, which is you are loved, you are validated, I see you, I hear you, and I know that you have the potential for so much more than this pursuit of thinness. Remind yourself each and every day that you are so much more than a body.